Hello and welcome to this week's podcast from journalism.co.uk, where we'll be going into the studio and behind the mic with BBC Radio Click. The spoken word is the oldest medium in the world for imparting information, and to this day it remains a powerful way of communicating with audiences internationally. Gareth Mitchell is the presenter of BBC Radio Click, the weekly technology show broadcast on BBC World Service and available as a podcast. Just before one of the show's last programmes recorded in the BBC Radio Theatre, Gareth explained to me a bit about the production of the programme and the considerations that the team need to take into account when sourcing stories and interviewees.
The idea is to talk about how technology affects our lives. So it's not so much about the latest gadgets and what the gadgets are. It's more about why they are there and why the technology is there and what it might mean for anybody from the rich entrepreneur in a loft apartment in New York right through to people in poorer countries who have challenges and issues around sanitation or health or education, for whom solutions involving mobile phones, for instance, could be a big part of improving their lives. So it's quite a wide remit, but being on the World Service, we like it to, I suppose, reflect a kind of world engaged with technology, not just the developed West, but people around the world. I think being a technology journalist and a technology radio journalist is brilliant because technology is just the story that keeps on giving. You know, it just is, and I suppose always will be. You know, we live in a sort of technologically enhanced society. And also technology so often gives us the opportunity to talk about things in society, whether it's virtual reality or brain implants or EEG readers. These are all technologies which are great from a engineering point of view, but which have wider stories to tell about the world and the issues and the problems that the world faces. So really there's no shortage of stories out there. Finding the right ones for our programme is more of a challenge because we don't want to just be developed world-centric, and on the World Service of the BBC we definitely don't want to be UK-centric. So trying to find a story that is timely, that is relevant to a listener anywhere in the world, listening in any time zone, and often where English isn't their second language, that definitely is one challenge for us, and we have to think about that very carefully. And I suppose what we most need to think about is, why does this stuff matter to people's lives? And I'm afflicted by being an engineer. My background is in electronics, and if I'm not careful I can get very carried away by a piece of kit because I think it's a virtuoso piece of engineering. So the challenge for me specifically, and I suppose for us as a production team, is at all times just to think, why does this innovation, why does this controversy, why does this issue around privacy, whatever we're talking about, why does it matter to the listener? And when we have such a wide audience, people listening all over the world, all ages, all cultures, all linguistic backgrounds, just trying to nail that audience is challenging.
So what skills do radio presenters need, and what's the best way to enter the business?
One skill is listening, actually, which is, I know it's a really daft thing to say, because we can all listen, but everyone's been to a dinner party or some situation where you just drift off from what the person's saying. And that's a bit rude in company, but it's a disaster on air if you've just drifted off whilst your guest has said something libelous or outrageous, or just something really interesting and you've missed it, and then you ask them a question a minute later that gets them to say that thing again, and they say, well, that's what I was just saying. You know, that's a pretty bad feeling, even in company, just informally, but on air, that's terrible. So you really have to listen. You have to hang on the contributors' every words. And then timing is a really big thing, especially in a live programme. And on World Service, we have a very specific time when we have to finish, literally to the second. If we're a second too late, the network cuts us off. And occasionally I've said, thank you for listening, and good, and it will cut off the buy. But then if you come off too early, then you've got dead air, and that's terrible. So you are constantly thinking, right, how long have I got? You know, I need to be out of this programme at 58 minutes and 59 seconds past the hour, so I need to start wrapping up at 58:50, and I've got a guy talking to me at the moment, and it's 55:10 at the moment, so if I give this another 2 minutes, that's 57:10, then we've got a bit of audio to play, that's 37 seconds, so if I just give that, call it 40 because I need to introduce it, and you're doing all those sums in your head whilst you're listening, whilst you're thinking ahead, whilst you're planning your next question. So timing is a key thing. And I think the other thing really is just being able to, when you're doing an interview with somebody live, is always to have another question ready. You know, so again, it's part of listening, but it's very easy to just get caught out. The person you're talking to suddenly stops talking and you have nowhere to go. So it's always making sure that you've got that next question, it's queued up, it's good to go. And I think once you know that you've got another question ready, it makes you relax and you just sit and listen. Then I suppose if there's another skill, it's just being able to read out a script. You know, if you've got 45 seconds of material that you've written, can you read it out in a way that doesn't sound like you're just reading the phone book? Can you say the words rather than just read them? And also, can you say them without just going all over the place and making little fluffs and mistakes and things? And I frequently do make little fluffs and mistakes, and hey, that's part of live radio. Ignore people who tell you that radio is dead, because people will tell you that, you know, with virtual reality journalism and mobile journalism and all this stuff, why would you do, you know, fusty old radio? Ignore people who say that, because radio remains the killer app and will be until we have brain implants that put information straight into our head. So having got that out of the way, in terms of getting into radio, my own journey was through work experience. So that followed years of student radio. I learned to broadcast on student radio. I really did. And all that stuff about timing, I learned by introducing records and not crashing the vocal at the beginning of the record. Everything I know about speaking for exactly 23 seconds comes from just introducing music on the radio. So don't underestimate the power of student radio as a way to kind of find your radio voice and develop your craft. Go and do some work experience, very good for networking, a good way just to sit in on studio sessions as well. Just even if you can't afford 4 weeks to go on work placement, find a radio programme, get in touch with the producer and say, look, can I just sit in on your show? I mean, that'll do nicely. It'll take you half a day, if that. And that will really help you just meet people and understand a bit about radio. And of course, these days you can set up your own podcast, and people love podcasts. You know, the Serial podcast just woke a lot of people up to this new medium. So if you've got a distinctive, interesting way of putting across something you care about, put it out there as a podcast, and they will come. If it's good enough, people will come and they'll listen to it and build an audience. And that might then get you into a broadcaster. If you can say to this place, I've got a podcast with this many listeners, I'm going to bring my audience with me. So, yeah, work experience, student radio, podcasts, way to go.
And if you want to catch up with the BBC Click podcasts, you can find them on the BBC iPlayer Radio. For more podcasts from journalism.co.uk, please visit our website.